Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, so we both have young kids, okay?
Yep.
Running to soccer practice, squash practice, soccer at school, swimming lessons, sound familiar, karate, all of the,
Yeah, I'm the unpaid Uber driver after work, yes.
Are you ready for the empty nest? I am right now. If you ask me right now, I want an empty nest.
And it's only the first week of soccer, right? Like, so it's what's interesting about people who transition to or live in retirement, Dave, is that when we deal with couples, we get different experiences of what they're leaving behind. For some of our clients, I'm leaving my career, I'm leaving my job, my business. That was somewhat of my identity. When we deal with other clients, they say to us, well, hang on, my kids are leaving the nest.
That's right.
It's empty here, it's quiet. I'm stuck with that one by, like that person only, like my spouse is the only one around me now.
Yep.
I've kind of lost something. There's an empty nest feeling, which is like a loss almost.
That's right.
Right. And so it's a challenge from that, from a mental mindset of what do I do? How do I deal with this? And so let's kind of get the idea of what do people go through and how do you actually handle this emptiness? We may be looking forward to it now because we're the Uber driver, but what happens when it actually does occur? Will we both of us be crying because our kids are gone?
Or, right.
Are we going to high five and pop some champagne because they're gone? I have no idea yet.
I think there's two ways to solve it. Number one, if you're feeling empty nest, you just call me. I'll give you my kids for a week or two. Problem solved. But more seriously, it is actually having an impact on people. And sometimes we're unprepared for that. You and I will both be in that particular boat. And so we've got to deal with this as the kids move out and we face that empty nest. What's the impact of that? We've got Shari Lead, who's a life and mindset coach. At Imperfectly Perfect Life. I think that's an awesome title. Shari, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. And I just became an empty nester, so I'm a little bit ahead of you too.
Okay, so let's talk about the empty nest syndrome and what people can expect emotionally, and then let's try to tackle some of the solutions to this.
Sure. Well, empty nest syndrome is a real thing, and it affects on a normal year, 1 in 4 people, 1 in 5 parents. And so I imagine after, with this pandemic, that number is probably a little higher because we haven't had that natural transition. And so empty nest syndrome can bring on anxiety, depression, loss of identity. And like you mentioned, just because you're in a relationship, your spouse may be experiencing something entirely different. So it's very unique to that parent.
So how do people cope with this? Because there is a very wide range. We know people, very wide range of emotions here. And I'm interested when I ask that question in two aspects. How does somebody deal with it, their own emotions? And then how do you do that, tackle it as a couple if you're feeling something different?
Well, first, as a couple, I think just realizing that you two may be going through entirely different emotions. One person, as you mentioned, could be popping the champagne while the other person may be looking at that person popping that champagne and thinking, oh no, here I am just with this person at home. But in all seriousness, I recommend looking at maybe 3 tools to start with. One is recognizing that we don't own our children. 2 is write the alternate story. Write the story. What would happen if the children didn't leave? What would that look like? And 3, the last one is detach for a moment. Take a step back, and then you can see the situation for just a moment without those emotions and the joy of being able to see that young person go off to college or off on a new career route. And that's a privilege.
Sherry, you talk about this this whole trying to detach and so forth. You also mentioned it's about identity. And so when we've talked to clients and they're like, my kids have left, they're trying to figure themselves out. So that's the first part of it. And then fast forward years later, they might have their first grandchild and they're like, yes, I'm back in the game. I can be involved with the little one again, right? Like they're those emotions start to come out. So how do you deal with that I feel like I've lost my identity, regardless if it's empty nester or you're leaving your career, you've lost your identity. How do you deal with that as you go through this new phase called retirement?
Well, that's difficult for everyone, as you mentioned. And what I suggest, because I do work with middle-agers, and I have so many people in the same boat as me, I remind them that this is not just a transformation for your child. This is also a time for a transformation for you. And to take a moment to step back and kind of picture, what do you want that transformation to feel like? What do you want this next phase of life to feel like? What do you picture yourself doing next? And just focus on that, because we're focused so much on our child's transformation that oftentimes we feel lost because we haven't taken a moment to focus on ours and what we want that to look like.
You know, I'm going to ask an unfair question, I guess, Shari, a little bit, but we talk about transition all the time. And so when we talk about transition into retirement, we like to speak of that honeymoon period of a couple of years on average for people as they move away from work and they move into this new phase of their life, try to figure out exactly what they're going to settle into. Can you give us some guidelines? So if people are listening or watching and they're, you know, they're struggling with this, they're feeling the emotion of the kids moving out and, you know, sitting there staring 24/7 at their spouse or partner now, how long does it take? This isn't something I imagine you can solve overnight. So what can people expect?
I think people really, one, is to give themselves grace and realize that this is a big life change, not just for their children, but also for themselves as well. And a lot of times we gloss over what the parents are going through. So recognizing and giving ourselves some grace, taking a moment to really, you know, figure out, and like I said, when you can write that alternate story of what your life would look like if the kids didn't leave home, now also write that, you know, story of what it can look like for the next half of your life. And when you take a step back, it's actually pretty exciting, because right now you get a chance to design your life. And I know this is a discussion that my husband and I are having right now, in fact, where we got married when we were just 25 years old, and now we're in our 50s. And we're looking at retirement. I just joined ARP the other day when I found out I could get a discount on my cell service. But this is really a moment in life that, you know, we haven't had to have this conversation until now, and have that conversation. Make an appointment to have that conversation with your spouse to discuss, hey, what are you going through right now? What are your thoughts? Let's plan this together.
That's a hard conversation to have, Dave. When you think about this, fast forward, you know, years in ahead, and you and your wife are sitting down, the kids have left.
Yeah.
Let's say you're no longer working, you don't run a business, your wife doesn't have her business and not working anymore. How easy is it to have a conversation of, okay, now we have to talk about just us? Before it was about everybody else.
Yeah.
Your employees, your kids, yeah, your family member.
Yeah.
Now it's just about us. Many people have a hard time doing that. I recommend a fermented beverage over this conversation, maybe two. But what about the convert? Like, it seems like it's a hard conversation for people to sit down and kind of be honest about where they are in their lives, about their future.
Yeah, and so I would broaden that conversation away from just obviously the kids. It's the whole transition aspect of it, right? There's a lot of things happening. Shari, as you would know, as kids are leaving home and retirement, all of this stuff's packed in together. And you know, the one thing that we know, Faisal, is that the earlier those conversations start to take place, the better it is, right? Don't wait until the kids are gone and you're retired to have those conversations. Probably the best idea is to start now.
We've got less than 30 seconds left, Shari. Give us three pieces of advice for our listeners and viewers on how to cope when you have an empty nest.
Okay, three pieces, 30 seconds. One is, remember, you don't own your kids. It's always been their own journey. So separate from that journey. It's never been ours. It's always been theirs. Two, write the alternate story. What would it look like if they didn't leave home? What's for dinner? Do we have anything to eat? And three, the last one, detach for a moment. Take a step back and look at it for what it is. Such a privilege to send our kids off and a time to reconnect and redesign our lives.
What a great piece of advice. Thank you.
Thank you, Shari. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been joined by Shari Lead, life and mindset coach at Imperfectly Perfect Life. My friend, we've got to help figure out all of this transition stuff, because that's, you know, the empty nest is a real thing.
Yeah.
But it's part and parcel of this whole retirement transition.
It's what Shari said, design your life. So how do you design your retirement? We're going to talk about the financial way of bulletproofing your retirement on Tuesday, October the 19th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this webinar, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Do you want to turn volatility from foe to friend. Stick around, and we'll talk about how to take advantage of volatility after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.